Siddur Snippet is generally sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Joyce's father. Our learning is in memory of Robert Siegel, Lezer Reuven Ben Yitzchak Halevi. We've been learning about Tachanun, and we spoke about the posture, standing, sitting, leaning, right arm, left arm, Sefer Torah, no Sefer Torah, the introductory Psukim to Tachanun, Vayomer David Al-Gad and Racham V'Chanun, neither of which are part of Tachanun proper. Tachanun proper is Kapitel Vav, chapter 6 of Tehillim, and why those two introductory Psukim are used in the introduction. We also introduced the capital itself. David HaMelech is bemoaning, he's crying, he's describing how he has no tears left, he soaks his bed at night. Medrash says his linen and pillow is changed 7 times a night. That's how much he cries. That's how full it is with his tears. He's in such pain. We saw Machlokas, Radaki, Ben Ezra, others. Is the pain because of physical infirmity and illness? Is the pain of galus, of exile? Is the pain of running and fleeing from enemies? Is the pain some form of all of the above? What's interesting about Tachanun in the capital, surely you've all seen it because you've said it your whole lives, but the transition that takes place in the middle of this capital. The first few psukim are describing David's anguish, his feeling of hopelessness, unworthiness. He knows he's made mistakes, he's done things wrong, and he's simply pleading with Hashem to punish him gradually, incrementally, to not bring it all on at once, to not do it intensely and severely. Hashem, al bi'abcha, in your anger, don't give me tochacha, don't give me rebuke. Kadosh Baruch Hu, spare me, be patient with me, have some kindness to me. And he's crying. And yet, halfway through the capital, in Tachanun, all of a sudden, we switch. And then David HaMelech realizes that his enemies have no hope. He's going to transcend and triumph over them, that Hashem loves him, that he's able to bounce back, that he's able to stand tall. And really what this Mizmor is all about, what Kapitel Vav is all about, and really the theme of Tachanun for us all, is that even though a person is honest enough to admit we've made mistakes, that we're imperfect, recognizing that we have to take accountability and there are consequences, so much so to be moved, like David HaMelech, to tears over it, nevertheless, a person can bounce back. We have that capacity to repair, to redeem, to recover. And Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us, he's waiting for us, he wants us. And when we do, he lifts us over all of our enemies. And that's a little pick-me-up, it's a little message in Tachanun. We quoted in the introduction how many tremendous tzaddikim spoke about the kavan a person should have for Tachanun and the bracha, the blessing that brings to us. And you see these themes. Tachanun is confronting our own mortality. It's a dress rehearsal for our own death, which is meant to inspire life. It's a recognition, though we're imperfect, we can nevertheless bounce back, and we can come back. So let's start to look at the words. Hashem, al bi'abcha sochicheni, v'yal b'chamascha si'asreni. Hashem, don't rebuke me. Sochicheni, the root of the word sochicheni, is tochacha. Tochacha is rebuke. Hashem, in your anger, don't rebuke me. V'yal b'chamascha, what is chamascha? Also anger. Which, of course, begs the question, what's the difference between apcha and chamascha? Sochicheni and Siasreni. There's some beautiful poetry and symmetry in these psukim of David HaMelech. But what do they mean? They're not simply synonyms. There has to be a deeper meaning. So we know that David is turning to Hashem. He's saying, Hashem, al, please, be apcha in your anger, don't give me tochacha, and bachamascha in your anger, don't Siasreni. What's Siasreni? Chastise me. I'm looking at the Art Scroll translation. Don't rebuke me in your anger or chastise me in your rage. So anger and rage, two different words for anger, apcha and chamascha. So chicheni is rebuke, siasreni is to chastise. So what exactly are these differences? What does it mean? Usually we assume chema is a more intense form than kas, than anger. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, in his commentary in Tehillim, he explains the following. The word tochacha, the word that we use for rebuke, that David is appealing to Hashem, don't in your anger rebuke me. Tochach comes from the language of vikuach. What's a vikuach? A debate. What happens in a debate? When a person debates with another, they're trying to persuade them. They're trying to change them. They're trying to get them to agree, to change their mind, to change their mind. Through words, through actions. So David is appealing to Hashem, in your anger, don't approach me with tochacha. Siasreni is different. Mashpim al ritzono. Afim enu yochol lachto mimasav machmas hahergel. יוכל לקבל השפעה שברצונו סוף ישתנו דרך הטובה, ההשפעה זו יכול לעשות בארזי זיסורים החובים. So, you can get someone to change with words, or si asreni, the root of the word si asreni is yisurin. What is yisurin? Suffering. Suffering. Kadosh Baruch Hu could alert us that something has to change through words, or he can make us pivot through yisurin, through living yisurin. So that's what David HaMelech is, according to the Radak, what he's asking for is do it gradually and not in anger. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get angry, he doesn't have emotions, including needs. He doesn't get angry. What does he mean, the Radak, when he says David is asking Hashem, don't get angry? He means, don't punish me severely, intensely, and all at once, but do it gradually. Do it in a way that's inviting me to repair, redeem, to be able to come back from my mistakes. So tochacha has apcha, and yisurin has chema. Why? Because apcha comes from anger, but it comes from the af. Person gets angry, they flare their nostrils. We describe Hashem as having charon af. Anger is in the nose, flare the nostrils. What's the opposite of getting angry? In the Yud Gimel Midos, when we appeal to Hashem to not get angry, we ask Him to have Erech Apayim. Charon Af is anger of the nostrils, and Erech Apayim is to be slow to anger, is to have long nostrils, patient nostrils. Don't get angry. Don't flare up your anger. So Af is an external anger. Chema, the Av B'chamascha, Chema comes from the word, says Rav Hirsch, Chom. What's Chom? To get heated. An argument can get heated. Someone who's angry can get heated, get hot under the collar. So there's one form of anger which is external, that's represented the Af, the nostrils. Another form of anger which is Chema, Chom, that represents getting heated. David HaMelech is asking Hashem not to have either, and we'll explain the difference again more between them as we move forward.